Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us here in studio is Charlie Davies. I started my radio career in New Hampshire, so I've known Charlie's name for a long, long time, the pride of Manchester, New Hampshire. Charlie, thanks for joining us tonight. How are you?
No, thanks for having me. I'm great.
You look great.
I enjoyed today. It was a lot of fun. This is for, in my mind, the best cause. And I couldn't be more fortunate to be a part of it.
You were a professional soccer player. I'm sure many people know that. And you were led into the hospital. And your story, what brought you in and what led you to your eventual diagnosis?
So I was playing for the New England Revolution. And I had twins who were born 3 months early, 27-weekers. They were brought to Brigham and Women's. The NICU obviously did an incredible job to keep them alive. And you know, from traveling to Gillette Stadium to practice, work hard, and then rushed back to Brigham and Women to the NICU every single day, you start to finally, you kind of break down. I didn't take care of my body the way I was supposed to. I wasn't able to, you know, do the ice baths, eat the proper food. And so you're, in my mind, all that I cared about and the most important thing for me was my well-being of my children and my wife. So eventually, my body started to break down, and sure enough, I played in a game. In the 30th minute, I pulled my groin. It was a pretty bad pull. So the medical staff wanted to do a MRI to see how severe it was. And in that MRI, they found a mass. And the way it was conveyed to me was over a massage. And the trainer was like, Charlie, I think, you know, before your PRP shot, we should get an ultrasound. And I said, an ultrasound for what? And he was like, they found a mass, you know, they want to just take a look at it. It's probably nothing. It ended up being cancerous. It was a liposarcoma. It's a very rare cancer in a very rare spot. So that was scary. I remember on that ride home to the NICU, actually, to see my wife and children, I didn't know how to call my wife and tell her that, you know, this was the news I received, especially because my wife had gone through this with Jimmy Fund as a 12-year-old. She had Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 4 and going through chemotherapy and radiation at that age as a young girl and still going to school is traumatic. And having kids 3 months early is very traumatic. And I also was involved in a car accident, a near-death experience where, you know, I broke my right femur, my right fib, my left elbow, and countless face fractures, ruptured bladder, and brain bleed. So she's been through a lot. And to tell her all of a sudden, on top of all of this, that I have cancer, I didn't know how to do it. And so that ride to the hospital, I cried and cried and cried and really thought, this is it for me. When you hear cancer, I automatically think, you know, equated that to death. And, you know, I wasn't really informed about the disease and what it can do. All that I equated it to was, it's probably so bad, it's spread all over my body, and I probably don't have much time to live, and I'm not going to be able to enjoy my family. But that's not the case. My brother-in-law's best friend did his residency at Dana-Farber, and he recommended that I see the very best in the world for sarcoma cancers.
It's a good recommendation.
And Dr. Wagner and Dr. Rout, the surgeon, saw me the very next day and explained to me what I had, how they were going to treat it, and kind of laid out the next, you know, couple of months for me. And they were so informative. They made me feel so uncomfortable. They made my wife feel so uncomfortable. And you finally have hope and inspiration. And I knew that I had to be strong, not only for my wife and kids, but, you know, for myself. And if I could do this, you know, I think that not only will my life be better for it, but I think I can help inspire others. And so when Dr. Wagner, after my, I think my 1 year scan, being cancer free, was like, I think you are perfect for the Jimmy Fund. Get involved and you can help inspire people. This cause is made for you. And so as soon as he told me that, I was like, I can't wait to be a part of this. And so to be here and share my story, I hope this motivates people to understand the importance of Jimmy Fund, the importance of Dana-Farber, the importance of research, and how your money will help impact people's lives.
You certainly have a lot of strength to endure all those difficulties at one time. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've always looked at it in this way. You can either go through something, life-altering in a positive way or a negative way. And if you go through it in a negative way, not only are you hurting yourself, you're hurting all the people around you. If you go through it in a positive way, you're inspiring other people, you're inspiring yourself. You'll probably exceed much further than you ever could imagine. And so when you put it that way, I think it's pretty simple. Go into it with a positive mindset. Try and be happy. Try and put a smile on your face every single day. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, I beat this. I made it much further than anyone could have ever imagined.
See, in listening to your story earlier today, what occurred to me is, and you mentioned it, inspiring people to know to donate and to pick up the phone and to text and donate money and how important it is. I think as a professional athlete, you telling your story like this is important for kids who are dealing with cancer in their lives. Because I a 5.5-year-old, and he now thinks that every athlete is like a superhero. And so when they hear, here's a professional athlete who, like me, had cancer and beat it and is now looks great, is working with soccer. He's retired from the team itself, but he's still working in it. And if a professional athlete can beat it, so can I. I think that's got to be inspirational for kids who hear your message.
Absolutely. Kids need to know that you can beat this and you can still achieve all the dreams that you want to set out to achieve. As a kid, you know, there's nothing that will bring you more vindication and power and positive with a positive mentality after beating something like cancer, which all kids can do, especially when you're in the hands of the best doctors in the world at Dana-Farber. So with that being said, I want to see every kid try and put a smile on your face every single day. And before you know it, if your dream is to become a professional athlete, it will happen.
When did you finally realize that you were in the clear?
To be honest, I still don't think I'm ever in the clear. And I've always had the mindset of never rule anything out, because the very day that you say, you know what, cancer's gone, it's never coming back, it could come back. And because you weren't mentally prepared for it, it can really rock your world. So in my case, I live every day to the fullest. I'm happy for every day that I get. I'm so thankful and grateful for every day that I get because of the various things that I've gone through in life. So I don't take things for granted anymore, whether it's waking up in the morning, whether it's being able to eat food, whether put on your clothes, take a shower. I've had times in my life where I haven't been able to do that. So to answer that question, I never really thought that, you know, it's never going to come back. No chance. I know there's a small chance, but I know there's a chance of it coming back.
So when you recovered from the surgery, did you go right into the front office position?
I went right into playing. I knew.
Played again.
I played again, and I knew I had to come back to play.
Wow.
I wasn't going
to
let this deter my playing career. I just retired in March, this March, and you know, my two-year scan was this July. And the reason I retired was not because I can't play. I can physically go out there and play and still have success. It was more so that I think I was going to have to move to the West Coast to play and to bring my family out there, my wife, dealing with twins, two boys who are very active every single day without help. I didn't think that was fair for me to do that to her. And, you know, she's traveled since she graduated Boston College to come out to Stockholm, Sweden, and follow me throughout my whole career. Sweden to France to Denmark to D.C. to Philly and New England. So it was only fair that this was the right time to, you know, call it quits, so to speak, hang up the boots. I've achieved everything I wanted to do in this sport of soccer. I've traveled all over the world. I've played in the Olympics in 2008 in Beijing. I've played in a Confederations Cup with the U.S. Men's National Team in South Africa. So I've achieved everything that I've wanted to achieve. I've played in Mexico in front of 110,000 fans and scored a goal to silence that crowd, which is the best moment I've had in my career. And at this point, it was, now let me be the family man that I'm set out to be and destined to be, the best husband and father I can be, and start making decisions that's best for not only myself, but my children and my wife. And so now, I think it's the best time for me to put my foot in the door as far as being in the front office, being on camera for various networks. And with the World Cup coming in 2026, I think I'll have hopefully a lot of options to choose from.
Well, that's a wonderful story. And you've certainly moved into another career very quickly, very successfully.
Yeah, you're one of us now. Yeah. You're doing TV work, and you're going to be next to Taylor Twellman, next World Cup. You'll be up there on ESPN.
Yep.
Do you like the sports media side? Do you like doing the TV stuff?
I love it. I love it. And the more I do it, the more I've grown to love it.
You seem like a natural to me. The way he talks,
you.
Joey. He didn't take one of our jobs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Very, very.
No, it's for me, you're always playing on camera, right? And so then the next step is being able to convey your thoughts, what you think of the game, how you play the game, being able to analyze different plays in the game, which I feel that my knowledge of the game is superior to a lot of American players, just because I really love the game, I study the game, I've grown to really follow the game in depth, from whether it's domestic in the U.S. or European and world football. I really submerge myself in the sport. So I think it's very easy for me to transition into TV and media, especially in the world of soccer.
I think it's a great story to tell here, Charlie. Thank you for taking a few minutes. Second time you've been on here today. You're that good today. We had to bring you back tonight.
No, thank
that is
you.
A wonderful
Continued
story.
Success with everything going forward, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to reading your book.
Okay.
When is it out?
It's actually 6 weeks from being put in front of publishing houses.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's all coming together. Charlie,
yeah.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We asked soccer fans who have rooted for Charlie over the years to pick up the phone and dial right now at 877-738-1234. You can text KCANCER to 2222. That'll be a $25 donation. You can also log on to jimmyfund.org. We are up over $1.3 million in the Abella Insurance Tote Board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.